Cowboy's life is the life for me. All right. That was for you, Wayne. Yeah. The cowboy song from Thin Lizzy. We'll get your microphone on there in a second. Let's see.
Oh, he's good. He's
is good. He good? Are you good, Wayne?
Yeah.
There we go.
So here's the other thing is I listened to that. I really like that. But, you know, really when it all boils down to it, probably the most appropriate song we'll have is when you play The Boys Are Back in Town. Because Because the Cowboys are coming, and it's a cool deal.
Everybody's here. Brad and John, KISM, that you know, that voice. That is Wayne White, and that means Hell on Hooves in town tomorrow night in Linden. Yeah. We got tickets to give away. You got a rodeo. You got a cowboy question for Wayne. You email us, bradandjohn@KISM.com. Throw down your phone number, and we just might give you some tickets for tomorrow night. The thing sold out the last couple of years. It's going to be the same deal tomorrow night. So tell everybody, this is like the playoffs kind of thing, isn't it, Wayne?
I mean,
these are the best of the best coming in.
These are the best of the best coming in, and probably one of my favorites right now to talk about is a kid from the little town of Jefferson, Oregon. It's probably 300, maybe 350 people, and he goes to high school there, and nobody really knows who he is, senior in high school, and all the kids, like, but he doesn't wear boots and a hat to school, and a buckle. He just kind of loose and cool kind of kid. But at the age of 17, he went over $65,000 just last year riding bulls. And so there's no way you're going to get him to go to work for Burger King.
Probably not.
But the kid is just, he's amazing. You'll see him at the national finals. He has to be 18 in order to get a Professional Rodeo Association
card. Did he start with the mutton busting and then work his way all the way up?
Exactly
the
right.
whole thing?
Now, are we going to have that tomorrow night, mutton busting?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's everybody's favorite because it's the only legalized form of child abuse, you know.
Wayne took me into the ring. Last year, Wayne walked me into the ring during this deal. Wayne had the wireless microphones for us, and he said, come on, you got to get out right in front of, and you got to see what's going on with these kids. And it was, these kids at, however old they are 100 times braver than I am. Their eyes are just popping right out of there. I mean, they wanted to do it. They were excited, but my God, they're hanging on for dear life as these things just shoot right across the ring.
Well, what's really funny is those little guys, some of them are only 4 years old, and they get on there, and it's a process of where when it's everything said and done, they're either really into it or never going to do it again.
And it's cool because it not only from the kids and the bull riders you talk. Just watching the animals is spectacular, I mean, those are spectacular animals.
Well, that's why I like having you guys right up there by me, because you get a chance. Not only, there's not a bad seat in the house. Everybody can see really good. But you're up there to where you can hear what's going on that isn't over the microphone, and you're right there. And when some of them horses jump and kick, and I get a kick out of it because you guys sitting there and them horses jump and kick and throw dirt on us and everything else. And you're right there. I mean, where it's
I recoil when the bull comes. Yeah, I know he's not gonna. He's not gonna jump over the fence at me, although he probably could. I still every time I rear back because I think he's coming.
What do those weigh, Wayne?
Oh, they'll range anywhere from 1,500 to 1,800. There's a couple of big bulls that'll weigh right close to a ton.
So I talked to my mom the other day. I told her I was going to go to this deal, and I've been to it a few years running, and she was asking about the snow, and she said, well, how are they going to do in the snow? How are those bulls? She thought the thing was outdoors. It's indoors. It's in a heated arena. But wouldn't that be something to add to it if we had this thing going on in the mud,
the
and
last
snow.
Leg when, of the barrel race, yeah, and come yeah, down on the snow. Yeah.
When you're in Cody, Wyoming, which is a place where it can snow on the 4th of July, and it was outdoors, and it got cold. I mean, it really got cold, and it started snowing a little bit, just kind of a few flakes coming down, and we thought, oh no. And then all of a sudden it turned to rain, and pretty soon we were in about 4 inches of mud.
Ugh.
And
that's when you really want to hang on.
It's not fun.
Although if it snows too much, you can just take that big hat off and use that as a snow shovel.
Yeah, that's right. I think it was 3 years ago, we took some pretty big equipment and shoved the snow up in big piles out there, and so everybody could park, and it was sold out that year
too.
Well,
we asked folks for some questions involving you or rodeo, and we'll pick one for some tickets. But Larry asked a question that John and I both didn't know the answer to. Why 8 seconds?
I don't. A few years ago,
because 10 seconds is too long.
Yeah. No. See, what happened was a long time ago. They used to ride the horses until they stopped, and this was in the late 1800s. Because this event made its way to the rodeo arena by the Working Ranch Cowboys, and back then. They would on a weekend come in and have a few drinks and start bragging to each other about who could ride what. Well, they rode them until they rode them to a standstill, you know, and it got to where you couldn't find enough horses that would really buck and give the guys a really chance. So they said, okay, let's bring it down to the point to where those horses are doing their best. And how long does that trail? Well, 8 to about 15 seconds. They're putting out a lot of energy in 8 mm-hmm. to 15 seconds. So they just made it to where it was 8 seconds. Except for saddle bronc riding, that was 10 seconds for a long time. Bull riding and the bareback riding was 8 seconds. And so about 12 years ago, they said, hey, let's take the saddle bronc riding from 10 seconds and make it 8 seconds as well. So that's where we get 8 seconds. Yep.
All right, well, we have some more questions from listeners, including what movies, now they know how tough you are, Wayne. You're a real-life cowboy over here. But they want to know what movies make Wayne White cry. So you're going to have to be ready to come in with an answer for that in a couple minutes, and we're going to give away some tickets. All right, Wayne?
All right, I think I can do that.